What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
I'm here.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps thou art listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
Fuck.
We say fuck here.
Oh, yeah.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
What a fuckhead.
They really respect women.
Oh, yes. Who's they?
Conservatives.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, they respect science and women.
Oh, right. However you're receiving us, et cetera. Thanks for joining us on social media. Tweet us during the show. That's the one we kind of keep open a little bit, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, or anytime.
Yes.
And join us on our Facebook page and on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Our Insta Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yes. What's he up to?
5'8", 5'7".
Oh, is he 5'7"? Okay.
5'6".
Right. I wear lifts in the sauna.
And a man bra. I guess we could just launch into it. You know, it's the days of COVID,
yeah,
y'all, yeah. And Trump's further descent into insanity and authoritarianism. Now, threatening, or did he? I haven't even been paying attention in the last couple hours. Did he sign his executive order banning all immigration?
No, I don't know.
Are we going to find out about that?
I don't know. You know, did you say your name?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and geez, man. We're not all stupid in Florida. I mean, I know most of us are,
we need evidence to the contrary.
People are like, shit, if you're from some nasty...
Mom,
what?
Your brother.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of people I know that are dumb.
Yeah. Well,
there's a bunch of people.
Right. There are.
There's a bunch of good
there
people.
There are. But God, there's a bunch of people here that think we need to open up the beaches and we need to go suck Matt Gaetz' dick as hard as we possibly can and whatever else people fucking believe in. And
ew.
This fucking city. I don't know. I don't understand how a governor can look at the corona numbers and say, look at Florida's corona numbers and say, this state needs to relax social distancing. This state needs to open back up like nothing's going on.
Well, because his orange daddykins is telling him.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's time to open this shit back up.
But we're the
daddykins. Especially here in this state, which Trump desperately, desperately needs.
But we're the daddykins.
Well, I mean,
we're the
daddykins.
We're his daddy.
But we're not.
You're right.
That's part of the problem.
Our daddy doesn't know how to put on a fucking mask. Our daddy is a dumb fuck. If he's not the dumbest governor, he's the dumbest looking and dumbest sounding.
He's got,
and dumbest acting.
He's got resting moron face.
He just looks
bewildered all the time. George Bush had that a little bit. GHW had that kind of a, I don't know what's going on, I don't give a shit kind of thing going on.
Ron DeSantis is like Rick Perry, but real fucking dumb. A real fucking dumb version of Rick Perry.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you Ron DeSantis can't dance like Rick fucking Perry. Bullshit. We have a poor man's Rick Perry as our fucking governor. How sad is that, dude? God. How could you fucking elect him?
Florida cases went up a little bit yesterday. Okay. Between today and yesterday.
We're opening the state up. Everything's fine.
778 new cases.
Okay.
We have 839 deaths total.
Jesus Christ.
Here in Florida.
Right.
And selfishly, let's look at Escambia County.
Yes.
Up to 337 cases. Here in this county, 9 deaths. So we had 1 death. Could you move the intern? She's rattling. She's rattling cords. Thank you.
God, not that cord either. None of the cords. How about that? There you go. Good girl. God damn.
So we had 1 more death since yesterday.
Right.
Because yesterday was 8 here in the county.
Listen, there's this one area where there's nothing but cords. I'm looking at all kinds of open real estate where you could lay. Without cords being under you.
Well, she's been hitting those spots, too, with the Kong toy. She rolls all over the place with that thing.
But it's so uncomfortable to lay on cords. I just don't know why.
She's
why?
Monomaniacal when the Kong toy is...
Monomaniacal.
Look at her.
Yeah.
She's I stuffed it well.
She didn't give a fuck.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon if you're going to buy some Kong toys for your insane dog.
Nice stuffing, by the way.
On Amazon.
What's your...
Commissione.
Oh, yes. If there's anyone listening to the Crab Diving Podcast who has a dog, maybe you would like to share your strategy for Kong toy stuffing. And again, Kong toy is a dog toy.
Ideally, I get some kibble and run some water, put it in there, run some water in it, and then throw it in the freezer. And then on top of that, I'll put a couple of fresh, softy treats and ram them in there. But there's a lip on the inside, like halfway down.
Okay.
And those little hamburger silver dollar treats dollar treats.
I don't know if they're exactly hamburger, but
they purport to. They fit perfectly. You squeeze them down there, and they slip in. It's like
God, that's some rodent's foreskin, you know, going in that Kong toy.
Right. So you know. It's like a cervical cap.
Right.
Goes in there and...
It's like a cervical cap.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines.
A surgical cap or a cervical cap?
Cervical. You know, that's one of the birth control devices that you...
Oh, I thought that was called a...
it looks like a little rubber...
Yeah, but that's not that. That's a diaphragm.
Well, diaphragm.
A cervical cap is...
I must be thinking of something.
I don't know. There's something about that name that's, I don't know. I like diaphragm better than cervical cap. The cervical cap has a better place in the alphabet, but I don't know.
It's kind of the same thing. Cervical cap is a silicone cap inserted into the vagina up to 6 hours before sex.
Yeah.
To prevent pregnancy.
What about it? Now, what's a diaphragm?
To work effectively, it needs to be used with spermicide.
What's the difference between that and a diaphragm? Just nothing? Just semantics?
I don't know. Is there a difference?
Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome.
Oh, cervical cap is a little smaller.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, welcome to Love Lines, by the way, hosted by not a right-wing nut job and not a sellout fucking Hollywood dick fuck purported doctor.
They talked about cervical caps today. Oh, really?
Yes, of course. It's Tuesday.
Since I opened it first, over at the Drudge Report.
Yay!
Still says oil price lowest in history.
Well, no one's going anywhere.
Next bailout, it says Trump pledges funds for oil industry.
Is that what's happening? Is what really is happening is that the oil fuckers are like, we need people in their cars driving around. I don't care about Corona.
Right.
Are we, is,
and they're claiming that they need money because of all those jobs, you know, wink, wink.
So we're going to let people die, but save the oil industry. We're going to save the oil industry by sacrificing human beings.
You know, hey. Trump said his administration is working on a plan to make money available to the oil industry to prevent the loss of jobs after prices plunged below zero.
Okay, that's bullshit. That's more trickle-down bullshit. I'm going to give money to the deciders, to the job creators.
Right. How about taking that money and giving it to the people that are put out of work?
Yes. And I'm glad all the money meant for small businesses made it to where it was supposed to go without oversight. That's nice, isn't
it? Yeah, and the Democrats wanted that shit, and the Republicans were like, no. And then Trump is like, I'll oversee it. Don't worry.
They literally held the Democrats hostage. They're like, people are starving, and they need this money right fucking now, and we want no oversight, or no one gets it. That's who they are.
Trump tweeted, we will never let the great U.S. oil and gas industry down. I have instructed the Secretary of Energy and the Secretary of the Treasury to formulate a plan which will make funds available so these very important companies and jobs will be secured long into the future! Exclamation point.
I thought we wanted to phase out fossil fuels.
Well, we do.
Oh, yeah.
The world does.
Right. But
most of the world does.
Yeah, but not these orange fucks in the White House.
Right. Or Uncle Nipples.
Oh, yes. He likes oil.
That's all he's got.
Oh, my God. It's as if we have to do something about these tyrants.
Uncle Nipples is Vladimir Putin for
new
listeners.
Everybody knows that. It would seem to me
I don't know.
I mean, we've been calling him Uncle Nipples.
Some of them call Stephen Miller or something.
Uncle Nipples has been Uncle Nipples for
fucking
years.
But if we have new listeners, then they don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Okay, well.
I mean, they could suss it out by.
Yeah. What else do we need to come clear? I mean, Uncle Nipples is Vladimir Putin.
If you're playing along, we'll throw you a glossary every once in a while.
Yeah. The rapist in chief is.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Right. Well, the rapist in chief.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. There's also, since this is over here also.
And if you're a new listener, thank you very much for sheltering in place and listening to the Crab Diving Podcast. Fuck Trump.
You know, he and Drudge are having a little move slapping fight.
No.
Where, so here on the Drudge Report, it says Drudge draws Trump's ire.
Ha 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 ha.
The Washington Post story says Matt Drudge draws Trump ire, setting off a potentially substantial split between the conservative media power player and the president.
Okay. Power player? Matt Drudge?
Yeah. Over the weekend, Trump tweeted that he gave up on Drudge long ago. He's been bleeding readers like crazy, which is actually just the opposite.
Listen.
Of what's been happening because of all this coronavirus shit. People are going to Drudge Report for some reason.
The Drudge Report exists because Bill Clinton released his goo all over a dress and Linda Tripp decided to save it. Something like that.
R.I.P.
Yes. Yes, she's dead. But it's a website that's a page that has links on it. And that's really all it fucking is.
A couple of pictures.
On some level, you have to hand it to that guy, right?
Oh, it's brilliant.
But fuck him, right?
He used to blog. I don't think he even fucking blogs anymore.
Why would he?
I don't know that he does anything. Yeah.
If I'm Matt Drudge, I'm like, I'm done reading. I'm making $1 billion off literally putting links on a white background. That's all I'm doing.
One of the other headlines over there, over here in red, actually, it's the top. A tiny little headline over at the top.
Yes.
This is Fort Worth Star Telegram. You'll remember, God, what a set of fuck clowns they have in Texas running that place.
Oh, the Patrick and the Abbott.
Oh, Abbott and Patrick and who's the attorney general that's under felony indictment right now?
Oh, yes.
I forget his name.
These are the people that want to run your uterus.
And that's one of their priorities during the COVID emergency is, well, we got to we better make sure we shut down these abortions.
That's necessary. We got to protect the fuck. Imagine, dude, you are protecting a fetus, but you're fine with people going out and behaving like normal in the face of this motherfucking pandemic. That's astounding.
So a few weeks ago, it seems like a lifetime already, but not that long ago, their fucking governor, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, former hate radio guy.
Yes.
Fucking nipple wart of a human being.
A nipple wart.
Christo-fascist wants to ram his Christianity into all your holes, whether you want it or not.
Please.
Remember, he said basically, you know, hey, I think I'm over 70. I know myself and a whole bunch of people would be willing to take the risk for the future of the economy and for our grandchildren's future. Basically saying, hey, you know, some grannies are just gonna have to take the hit. We're gonna open up the parks again.
Are they familiar with how people die of this?
Well, they don't care.
You die in an ICU, and hopefully you can Skype or you can have a Zoom meeting with your loved one as they fucking die from this COVID. That's the end of it.
Well, last night he was on on Fox News for a sound filleting from Tucker Carlson.
Oh yeah. Does after Tucker gets done, after he gets done sucking off a right wing nut job, does someone come in and certify it? Well, that's a sound filleting you gave there, Tucker. Nice dick sucking.
There better not be a drop on the floor.
Oh, there never is. He's like a Mr. Thirsty at the dentist office.
Dan Patrick was crowing. I'm sorry to say I was right on this. I'm thankful that we are now finally beginning to open up Texas and other states because it's been long overdue. Texas,
no.
I believe I saw they don't think is like weeks still till its peak.
Okay. So that's a fact, right? They're weeks away from the peak.
We think.
From their height of confirmed cases of corona, right? Or hospitalizations. Or both, is the same.
Right, right.
So, based on that, I'm just being stupid. Would you infer that they should open or should they close shit down?
Who am I?
Well, look, you're you.
Well, of course not.
I mean, God, this is crazy. And Brian Kemp, too.
I didn't know if I'm playing a right-wing nut job or not.
No. I'm just trying to. I just imagine there are people that find this show that like Trump and think COVID is a hoax, and they're listening. And I just want to be clear that you're stupid.
They don't stay, except for a couple hate listeners, which
you hate.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to
you hate what I'm saying.
Sit down and chat with these people. Shut up. I don't get it.
Fuck you. Fuck your hate. God, you bitch.
He said 500 people out of 29 million and we're locked down, meaning we've only had 500 drop dead here in Texas.
Is this person
crushing the markets. We're crushing this country, he said. And what I said when I was with you that night, that there are more important things than living.
Okay.
And that's saving this country for my children and my grandchildren and saving this country for all of us. I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. But man, we got to take some risks and get back in the game. Get this country back up and running.
You know, I wrote a rep here and essentially got that same response. The guy said, you know, Underhill said something like, well, what about the people that work? How are you going to find money for them? There's Doug Underhill. He's one of the, commissioners. Oh, yes. Welcome to Florida. Well, listen, hey, welcome to Florida. Everyone here that runs anything is a Republican in the Escambia County where the Crab Diving Podcast is headquartered. I think there's one fucking elected Democrat here, and it's like a county appraiser or something like that. And everybody else is red as fuck. And they constantly talk about Jesus and they talk about God and all kinds of religious bullshit. And Doug Underhill thinks that we are killing the economy. And there's no science. He said there's no scientific evidence backing up a need to keep the businesses shut down here. There's no scientific evidence.
And who is he?
He's a commissioner.
Yeah.
In the second district. Yes. In our state,
He is the Democrat.
No, he is not. He is a fucking Republican. We've got like one Democrat, and honestly, it's like an appraiser of some. I don't know what the fucking guy does.
Meanwhile, in California, the former home state.
Yeah, and I'm seeing people say, "Well, listen, if I live in California, Illinois, or New York, I'm just going to not let red staters into my state because you guys are going to be infected."
So there you go, Dan Patrick, once again, saying something stupid and shitty. Again, like he's more willing to get out there and die. Guess who has access to healthcare?
Right.
Guess who's not going to have an issue getting a ventilator?
He's not going to die. I mean, he could, but he's not. God, I'm just sitting here trying to think, would I trade Ron Santis, DeSantis for, not Dan Patrick.
Abbott.
No. God damn.
I think Abbott's smarter and evil.
Okay.
Maybe a little more Jesus-y.
Right. Oh, perfect.
Meanwhile, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious where Drudge's beliefs lie. The top links at the top above the headlines. More important things than living, Texas lieutenant governor says.
God.
Second one, man dies from coronavirus after calling it political ploy. Third one, said lockdown was bullshit.
Holy shit.
World Health Organization, get used to new way of living.
So Drudge believes it's not a hoax.
I believe,
seems like they're taking
it
seriously.
And I believe Drudge is maybe a little critical of this administration's response.
It's so interesting when right-wing nut jobs partake in the buffet lifestyle of politics. They're like, not this. I'm going to believe in COVID.
Well, that's very Christian, too.
I'm going to believe in the COVID.
Like the Bible.
I'm still going to be racist.
U.S. deaths, 43,000.
Holy shit, dude.
We believe.
Jeez. I mean.
But more.
Okay.
Undoubtedly, because, again, shit, these are only the ones that we've tested and proven are COVID related.
I mean, there could be, what did we learn? 8 times as many.
Well, I saw a story of a person who, like, had it, but early.
Mm-hmm.
And they're convinced it was COVID, but it was like late January or early February or something.
Shit.
And they said that the whole household got it, and the dude ended up like in the hospital for an unidentified viral infection of the lungs.
Well, it's got to be that.
And then his wife got sick, but she didn't get nearly as sick as he did.
Yeah.
He was saying that one of the ER nurses or one of the doctors or somebody had said, you know, we're getting an awful lot of unusual pneumonias
this time
of year.
God damn, dude.
And for all we know, that could all be COVID.
And so the people, you know,
old people are
patients,
more susceptible to pneumonia. A lot of older people die of pneumonia. And so they probably think nothing of it. You know, a bunch of old people start coming in with pneumonia. They're well.
And you don't have to, if you're caring for someone with pneumonia, you don't have to wear the shields.
Right. And they tested negative for the flu.
Right. But they wouldn't have tested for the coronavirus because they wouldn't have known to, right? They wouldn't have. But wouldn't something odd have shown up at a test? Wouldn't they have said, like, what the fuck is this shit? Or not? I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I would look at that. You know what makes me sad? Number one, we don't have Black Panther. That doesn't exist. We clearly need some mechanism like a Black Panther to swoop in and save us from these fuckhead Republicans. And the other thing that doesn't exist, which makes me very sad, is House. Hugh Laurie isn't actually an amazing doctor who can diagnose anything. You know, that he's not real. I mean, Hugh Laurie is just a fucking actor guy.
He's real.
Yeah, but he's not a doctor.
Well, correct.
He's not going to fucking save us. It's disappointing. Sorry, Hugh, I'm disappointed you're not your character.
Well, Trump's not a billionaire. He played one on TV.
God.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the HuffPo.
Yes.
Be saying,
did you leave food up on this desk? Because she keeps
no. Talking. You know what? There was something she got a hold of that had a battery
she
in it.
Prairie dogging above the desk. She wants that.
I had to take it away from her. Union heavyweight. Many more deaths if lockdowns lifted. Okay. The AFL-CIO Union Federation warned today that workplaces were still far too dangerous to consider reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic, even as some governors yes. are starting to lift restrictions in order to get businesses up and running again.
You know, and our piece of shit congressperson, Matt DUI Gaetz, is on the committee to reopen America.
Well, sure, get that fucker open.
So this area is going to be open real fucking soon, obviously.
We've got Richard Trumka is the Federation's president, said there's still insufficient personal protective equipment, not enough testing to make work sites safe yet.
I mean, we're going
to... And they just lie about this testing. Trump waddles up there and says, everybody who wants tests, get them. I'm sending out these tests. You can do it. It's up to the the states are supposed to do it anyway. They should have had them beforehand. But no, Obama.
He didn't even know.
And, you know, my ratings are great, by the way.
Yeah. Guy, you know what came out? It came out that the Senate report confirmed what our intelligence told us, that Putin and Russia, they were actually trying to
help him,
Trump, elected.
Right.
And to denigrate Hillary, to ruin her campaign.
Yes.
So we all know that's out there, right? So we now know that's a thing. So I just want to remind everybody that if you hate Hillary, it's probably because Vladimir Putin talked you into it. Okay?
I mean, it may have helped. And certainly.
If you voted for Trump, I personally, if I know you, I will never let you forget that you voted for this fuckhead. We could have had Hillary handling this.
We've got, let's see, Trump's Twitter feed.
Yeah. Is he still tweeting?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through Right Wing Watch too. Right. Before heading over there, I just saw Todd Starnes' face.
Oh yes, wow.
Hello, everyone. Todd Starnes here.
Do you need to throw up?
But before we get there, I mean, we should actually follow our continuing saga of
yes,
poor beleaguered Pastor Jim Baker.
I love this storyline. I don't know why. I enjoy this. It's great.
Who has been dropped by his credit card processing companies. Nobody will touch him because of selling that colloidal silver bullshit.
Right.
And he says they never did, but they were promoting it as a cure for the COVID.
Does it come in a jug? Is it like
it's like a bottle of liquid. Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Like that ish.
No, yeah. Like a 1 liter bottle of soda or whatever.
God, how bizarre.
So he's been saying, you know, we don't want to go bankrupt, buy our shit checks only.
Yes. There's nothing more sad than in having him explain how to fill out a check so they can get their, I don't know, a DVD of Jesus full of fucking shit, whatever he's selling. Generators.
Here is a guest of theirs.
Yes.
Rabbi Jonathan Kahn.
Okay.
I don't know. Is he a rabbi
Kahn.
Jew for Jesus, or is he just an actual rabbi?
Well, Jim Baker's not that anti-Semitic.
Messianic Jew.
Okay. What is that?
Jew for Jesus, isn't
all right.
it?
Perfect. That's my favorite. I love that.
I think, let me
I mean, that kind of just to me says that, yes,
Everybody. Yes, Jesus was the Jewish Messiah, they believe. It's a mashup of
right
Judaism and Christianity.
And why not? It's all garbage.
Sure.
It's fine.
Probably a lot of good money in deciding you're a Jew for Jesus and
yeah,
doing evangelical bullshit.
And you know what? I would, for instance, I would be down for a mashup of Lord of the Rings and pick one, Harry Potter. Sure. That's fine.
Here is Rabbi Jonathan Kahn talking about, I don't know what the hell they're talking about,
yes,
but with Lori and Jim in their, wherever the hell they are, somewhere okay. in their den, right. Their books all over the place.
Man cave.
Before the coronavirus broke out, did you feel like something was coming? Because yeah. I know you've seen so many things in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. First, I was telling people. Well, first of all,
it's funny you should mention that,
Jesus
Jim. You know, I actually did have a prophecy.
Is there more of a softball question right. to throw a seer?
Any of these assholes?
Well, what is this guy? Is he a prophet?
No, of course he is.
So you ask a prophet. Did you predict this thing that happened? Oh yeah, shit. Yes, I did.
Yeah. I was telling people, well, first of all, there's much in the harbinger that has to do with this. But, you know,
everybody drink. That's the name of his latest book.
Harbinger?
The Harbinger.
Oh, yes. Harbinger is what is that? A harbinger is an omen, a sign, a symbol of bad things.
It says the Harbinger book, the book that started it all, includes shipping and handling, $25.
Oh, wow. That's it. What a deal.
Yeah. We'll touch on that. But also, I was telling people before this year began, months before, that I believe this was going to be a year of shaking, an important year, a critical year, a year of shaking, yes. And for the purposes of God.
Meanwhile, I don't know who's his colorist.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got to get up and look now.
But his hair is brown. His beard is so black, it looks like... Like he was trying to rim the blob.
This guy's a mess. He is a mess.
He's a mess.
Yeah, okay. He looks like a wacko.
Yes. And for the purposes of God. And I told and also, I mean, for a long time we've been saying this is coming, you know. At the beginning of the year, I give a word for the year.
All of these assholes all the time. Judgment's coming, judgment's coming. And then they, with glee, leap upon the latest tornado or yes. hurricane or earthquake or any disaster like that and are like, see?
But what if I ask a question? What if I ask a stupid question like, hey, what's his name? This dickhead's...
Rabbi Kahn?
Rabbi Kahn. Oh, that's funny.
Kahn!
No, I was thinking more like Kahn in the sense of
sorry,
Kahn.
Shelby, she didn't like
man.
That.
Oh, no. She didn't like Star Trek 2.
I didn't like that.
God, what was I going to ask this guy? Oh, I forget. Something about something he predicted. I don't know.
I predict that Shelby will fart sometime
right.
today.
Well, wait. Why didn't God just not let the hurricane happen?
Well, because of the gays.
So God is like, okay.
Have you not been paying attention?
You're right, I haven't. These gays over here, boy, these gays over here exist. There's some people over here having gay sex. So I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about this Category 5 hurricane
right.
coming into the Gulf.
Except send me money and we're going to put together a prayer circle.
Let me ask you something.
And we're going to pray it away and then we're going to find somewhere under a... The torn, shredded house.
Yes.
A Bible that's pristine Ooh. Condition. And we're going to say, look, the Lord preserved this Bible.
Hey, look, I'm Wolf Blitzer, and you have to thank God, right? I'm a real fuckhead. Right. You have to thank God, right? God, Wolf.
Well, I mean, he was in Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. He's in the middle.
I'm sure he heard that from every single person.
God, Wolf, you're lucky that lady didn't hit you in the fucking face.
And, you know, we've been saying this is coming, you know.
Oh, fuck you.
What I, at the beginning of the year, I give a word for the year. And what I just looked over the notes today.
This year's word is cunt.
He's going to say that he predicted a fucking pandemic. Just
beginning of the year, I give a word for the year. And what I just looked over the notes today, what I shared. Oh, yeah. And what I shared was that I said I saw several scriptures that for this year linked to judgment and judgment. And one of them about the Lord roaring from Zion and the causing the world, things in the world to dry up.
Okay. Well, we're in the middle of a mega drought in California.
Oh,
or mega doubt.
Don't help him.
I'm having mega doubt about this. Mega doubt.
Retrofitting their vague prophecies.
Oh, shit, yes. Oh, God roared.
It's like Nostradamus. You can pull any of his quatrains or whatever the fuck they call them.
Right.
And fit it to different parts of history.
Well, you know, I watched it's Nostradamus. I always said Nostradamus. But
it's a
Nevada,
either
Nevada or Nevada.
It's probably doesn't Nostradamus. Matter.
Nostradamus. I saw a Nostradamus thing when I was a kid, and it predicted the end of the world via nuclear war in 1999. And I believe I saw that in the late 80s,
plenty of time.
Early 90s. So I remember for a few years, I sat around thinking, God, are we all going to die in some nuclear fucked up Holocaust in 99 just because somebody decided Notre Dame has predicted that some guy,
they're like, a Middle Eastern man in a blue turban will start a nuclear war and fuck everybody up. Like that.
It may not be Kim Jong-un, though.
Oh, yes.
There are reports, but who the fuck knows? This could be fake news.
Yeah.
Although, if there's any, like, secret...
Ooh.
This is the thing that is probably terrifying. We undoubtedly have spies in North Korea.
Okay, right? Absolutely.
Undoubtedly.
Yes.
And Trump is the kind of idiot who, at a press conference today, they would say, you know, there's these vague reports that Kim Jong-un may have had some surgery and that he's in grave condition. He's not doing well.
I
he's
see.
Vanished and stuff like that. Do you know anything? Do you hear anything? And Trump would be like, oh, well, actually.
Yeah, and he's going to blow somebody's cover.
Right.
Or on purpose.
And just blur it out because he's got to have secret information.
Yeah.
That's what he did with the Russians when he outed the Israelis for helping us with some covert
shit. Right. I mean, it's also a Republican thing. Dick Cheney accidentally outed Valerie Plame, right?
No, that was on
purpose. That was on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That was Scooter Libby did that for him. But if I remember correctly, Scooter Libby got pardoned.
Hey, he didn't shoot her in the face.
Yeah. Did she win her election? Isn't she running for something? Yeah, God. Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face.
So the U.S. is monitoring intelligence suggesting that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is in grave danger after undergoing a previous surgery,
right?
According to a U.S. official.
How do we have spies in North Korea? I wonder how you get there. What if you parachute in and then you
Probably recruited people there.
Okay. But you have to get somebody there to recruit them, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
They say the U.S. has been closely monitoring reports on Kim's health. He recently missed the celebration of his grandfather's birthday on April 15th.
Okay.
Which is always a big, lick the balls of the government celebration.
Oh, yeah. Granddaddy likes to get out a surface-to-air rocket launcher and blow a family member up with it.
They've been deified.
Yeah.
That was his daddy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got
Although I don't know what Kim Il's son did either. I don't know what
what's funny? We gave Track Palin more shit for showing up at a party, ripping his shirt off and beating the fuck out of somebody while his kid sat in a limousine than we did Kim Jong-un's daddy blowing somebody up with a missile launcher. That fucking pop screen is killing you. You hate it. Use mine. Just use mine. You can use mine if you want.
Use it.
Shit like that never works for me, so I'm fine with it. That's intern. Put it in her mouth and
So there you go. It says they're monitoring. I got it. They're monitoring.
Clip it on your microphone, dude.
They're monitoring the reports very closely.
Yes.
They said.
Okay.
It said that he received a cardiovascular system procedure.
Okay. Well, that sounds heart related.
According to some news site.
Yes.
The Daily NK, an online newspaper based in South Korea.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I saw this, oh yeah. See, that's my idea. Yeah, that's perfect. Look at that. Okay. Almost. Well, that's good. That's very nice. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Also on Stitcher, Spotify, and a podcasting app. That looks weird.
Unsatisfying.
It looks very strange. And you're too far away from the fucking mic.
No, I'm where I usually am.
Yeah. Okay. It looks weird.
Later on Tuesday, they said they're examining reports of his poor health. The evidence does not suggest that he's incapacitated.
Okay.
He received the procedure due to excessive smoking, obesity, and overwork.
I saw that. Overwork. If you're the king of North Korea, what do you do? What is overwork? You're winded from orgies?
Well, yeah, you gotta order executions.
Cause like a leader like Kim Jong-un, I mean, I don't know what Donald Trump does either. I mean, what does Donald Trump do all fucking day, by the way? I mean,
watches television.
You know what's interesting, man? I don't mean to change subjects, but they really haven't done shit about this pandemic, except these press conferences.
No, it's that's his vibe. I hate this because I
but
can't.
But that's not doing anything. Yeah, that sucks because you have to read
I'm
your
having
screen.
Trouble reading the screen, but this is it's working now. I'm going to fix this when the show's over.
Okay.
By possibly flinging it out the window.
Pop screens in the bird bath.
So there you go. Kim Jong-un.
Nice.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, yeah. Get better, dickhead. How are you?
And they're already, you know, the vultures are already.
Oh, I'm sure.
Predicting that his sister, I guess, she's been rising up in the ranks. And they're not sure if, you know, it's a pretty misogynistic society. And
gosh,
with their God King kind of bullshit they have, they don't know if that'll fly.
Has anybody reached out to Dennis Rodman and asked him what's up?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would do.
Ask him if he sent a card.
I don't know.
Send me card. We have, what's that? Oh, yeah, so the unions.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Do you think on Facebook, everyone's, like, every year it pops up, here's your friend's anniversary with Kim Jong-un. It's 5 years. 5 years ago, you guys were shooting,
right.
Shooting baskets.
He sent me such a lovely messenger message.
Yes.
A whole bunch of heart emojis. Bill Mitchell, we played him last week. We don't play him much. He's just really
God.
An out of control lunatic, right wing radio guy, I think.
No,
does like
this
YouTube
guy is an asshole. Do you think Kim Jong-un sits around, he's texting people and he uses emojis ever? Do you think he's like strawberry smiley face?
Well, probably. I mean, they have smartphones in North Korea.
Well, he has whatever he wants.
So Bill Mitchell, this is what they're talking about. This is Trumpism, everybody. Here you go.
So Fauci knew this guy was a fraud, and yet he used his model to shut down America. You tell me that Fauci is not a Democrat operative. You tell me that he's not a pawn of Hillary Clinton. I bet that
a pawn of Hillary Clinton.
You fucking idiot.
Won't anyone tell these guys that Trump's running against Joe Biden?
Hillary Clinton is not in the race.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is not in government. And by the way, per man baby, why isn't Hillary Clinton locked the fuck up?
Right. Give me time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shut down America. You tell me that Fauci is not a Democrat operative. You tell me that he's not a pawn of Hillary Clinton. I bet that if you were to look at Fauci's phone records, you would find daily, regular phone calls between himself and the Hillary camp. I can't prove that, but I would not be surprised if that was.
I can't prove that. I have no evidence for that. Geez. But I would bet that there are daily phone calls from Fauci to Hillary Clinton.
I don't know, Bill Mitchell. Do we play him a lot?
No, not that often. He's really out of his fucking
skull. I can't prove this, but I'm going to say it on my show that, I mean, Bill, is this news or are you like, do you do chemtrails? Is he like WorldNet Daily or?
He's not that crazy. I mean, he's got 568,000 followers on the Twitter. God.
How depressing.
Host of Your Voice America, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. Hashtag trust Trump. Hashtag MAGA. Hashtag Trump 2020. Oh, hashtag 2A supporter.
Oh, of course. Oh, shit. Yes, Pat, of course. Look at my big, thick cock.
And then hashtag trust the plan.
What is that?
Q.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
QAnon.
I keep claiming in my Instagram videos that I'm QAnon and nobody cares and nobody is taking me seriously. So fuck y'all.
See, now he's upset. They're starting to try to actually categorize COVID deaths as deaths. He's pissed about this. So this is 9 minutes ago. This asshole tweeted Bill Mitchell. So why the surge in USA deaths today? Simple. New CDC guidelines. Wait, how does he? He talks like
new.
By the way, if you watch him on video.
Is he scary?
There's somebody off in the corner with a big fan, and they're dropping puffs of cocaine into it in his direction because
he's got a cocaine mister.
He is, yeah. Oh, he is nice. Like he's like he's moving his hands really fast. Yeah. He's like, you tell me Trump's not doing this. You tell me he's not moving forward and backwards and shit. So he's like, so why the surge in USA deaths today? Simple. New CDC guidelines. Oh, you want to see this guy here? Look, there he is.
He's white. You didn't mention that.
Yeah. Okay. Simple. New CDC guidelines gave hospitals carte blanche to code any sniffle as COVID-19 with no testing required. They get paid a fortune for COVID-19 cases. Follow the money. The numbers are fiction.
Oh, my God.
So this is the new right-wing fever swamp argument.
Do that.
Is that, yes, the numbers are wrong in the other direction. They're overinflated because Hillary Clinton is trying to make Trump look bad.
I don't even know how to fucking think about that. It's just, listen, we're in a pandemic. It's real. We don't have a vaccine. Because our president is a piece of fuck garbage, we have no testing. So we have to stay at home. That's the story, right? Am I missing something?
No.
I guess Hillary fits in there somewhere.
So, Hillary fits in everywhere. All roads lead back to Hillary.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, see, this is the kind of guy. What did you see?
Tweet us during the show. Marianne tweeted, is he saying Fosse? Jazz hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jazz hands.
Does he do that every time he says his name?
One.
Jazz hands.
Singular sensation. Every little step she takes.
The late, great Robin Williams doing the, in the birdcage.
Oh, doing my
Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. Twyla.
No. Oh,
was amazing. God.
Oh, my mom and dad watched that movie over and over again.
The original one with the subtitles is hilarious.
Oh, I've never seen
amazing.
That.
It's amazing. Le Cage aux Folles.
Why is there, can I ask you something totally unrelated? Why is there a guy in a golf cart riding around with a pirate flag on the back of it? I just don't know. Why?
That's probably the place a few blocks from here that has a pirate flag in the yard.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Maybe it's their theme.
What does that mean? Does that mean something fucked up?
No problem. It's probably some white supremacist shit.
Shit, yes.
Who the hell knows?
Jade Helm 69, let's fuck.
We have also in the news. Well, let's, you know what? Let's put on our rubbers and go wading through.
Ooh, okay.
Trump's Twitter.
And rubbers meaning boots, correct?
Yes, of course.
you might just
what do you think I was talking about?
Just to be safe, put on the other kind. And a Scroguard. Well,
put on everything, yeah.
Yes, you're fucked.
11 hours ago. 11 hours ago.
Okay, what time was that?
So 5:50 a.m. Central Time, so 6:50 in the morning. He was just sitting there naked.
When does he get up?
Taking his first shit of the day.
Oh,
big giant McDonald's shit.
Oh, right. When does he start doing things in the White House? We talked about this. When does he
doesn't. There's remember those stories where he's increasingly spending executive time upstairs? He doesn't wander downstairs till 10 or 11?
Upstairs? You mean...
In the private residence. He's watching TV.
He's watching TV?
Yes. Here we go. 11 hours ago. Watched the first 5 minutes of poorly rated Morning Psycho on MSDNC.
Jeez.
Just to see if he's as nuts, in quotes, as people are saying. He's worse. Such hatred and contempt. I used to do his show all the time before the 2016 election, then cut him off. Wasn't worth the effort. His mind is shot. Exclamation point. He's trying to say... The Joe is crazy.
Right. And listen, I've been listening to Joe Scarborough lately, and he's spot on with his critique of you, motherfucker. But Joe did you a favor, Donald. Don't act like it's the other way around.
He mentioned it. He said I was on his show all the time.
Joe humanized you for a bit, and people thought you weren't Hitler. And then you got elected.
Then his next tweet.
Yes.
It's amazing that I became president of the United States with such a totally corrupt and dishonest lamestream media going after me all day and all night. Either I'm really good, far better than the fake news wants to admit, or they don't have nearly the power as once thought, exclamation point.
What the? What he's saying isn't true, though, because a lot of the reason he got elected is because of the media. The media was fascinated with him, and the media treated him like a weird fucking sideshow. And they aired all his little hate rallies, all his stupid fucking interviews, and when he said fucked up shit in interviews, nobody ever called him on it. It was like, oh, Donald, quit being crazy.
Right.
Then Donald's a Nazi. And then you humanize Donald, and he got elected because of the fucking media.
And
Putin.
Yeah, who's just loving what's going on.
Is he? Are you sure? Do you have a citation?
Then he tweeted. I'm sorry, I got off track.
Didn't we see Putin at the one of those summits or something? And he was like high-fiving some other despot.
MBS.
Oh, right. They're just beaming.
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
Because both of them, one has Trump by the left testicle hairs, one has Trump by the right testicle hairs.
But wait, MBS and the Russians don't get along.
Mohammed bin Salman,
No, I thought the Russians supported Iran and Iran was against the Saudis.
Right.
Okay.
But that's probably bullshit too.
Okay. But wait, we almost went to war with Iran. Sort of.
Well, you're right. It's very complicated.
It's yes.
I think they were just high-fiving over the fact that the how they've got Trump.
Yeah.
And how they fucked it. America, both of them.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Does that bring... God, that's amazing. So our president is so stupid. He's bringing together people on the planet that hate each other.
He's a uniter.
Wow.
10 hours ago, I've had great ratings my whole life. There's nothing unusual about that for me. The White House news conference ratings are through the roof. Parentheses, Monday Night Football, Bachelor Finale, New York Times.
So oh my
he's
God.
Quoting the New York Times that he hates.
God.
But I don't care about that. I care about going around the fake news to the people, exclamation point. He's upset about the criticisms he's getting about his hate rallies.
Which are that their hate rallies?
Oh, excuse me. The
press conferences,
right?
What does he expect though? He's not giving any.
He's going around the fake news.
Pandemic.
He feels like he's going around the fake news to the people.
Donald Trump, we want to know about the pandemic. We want to know that our government is protecting us from the pandemic. That's what we want for those news conferences, but you're clearly
10 hours ago, 96% approval rating in the Republican Party. Thank you, exclamation point. this must also mean that, most importantly, we're doing a good, parentheses, great job in the handling of the pandemic.
Why wouldn't you just say great? Is it not, is it a B plus? Is that what he's trying to say?
Doing good, great, actually great.
Great.
He's humble. He's trying to say we're doing a good job. Well, you know, actually great.
40,000 deaths. That's great.
Then he did that tweet about the oil and gas industry.
Okay.
We will never let the great U.S. oil and gas industry down. I've instructed the Secretary of Energy and Secretary of Treasury to formulate a plan, blah, 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 to make, you know, we're giving them money.
Okay, good.
Not the poor. We're going to cut you fuckers off from your unemployment. Yeah. And Lindsay's trying to get your unemployment lowered if you don't make that much money.
Yeah, and it's weird. A lot of companies that you wouldn't consider small are getting some of that small business loan money. Why is that?
Because, you know, hotels like Donald Trump. I have no doubt that we're going to find out that the Trump organization applied for one of these loans.
Well, you know,
no doubt.
Right. Well, wait. Loan. What's his, Larry Kudlow's wife did. Larry Kudlow's wife filed for one of those loans.
She's an artist, right?
She draws Larry shirts and ties and shit.
Yeah, that was on John Oliver's show. 5 hours ago, Trump tweeted, I urge the Senate and the House to pass the Paycheck Protection Program and Healthcare Enhancement Act with additional funding for PPP, hospitals, and testing. Oh, well, that was added by the Democrats. After I sign this bill, we will begin discussions on the next legislative initiative with fiscal relief to state local governments for lost revenues from COVID-19. Much-needed infrastructure investments for bridges, tunnels, broadband, tax incentives for restaurants and entertainment, sports, and payroll tech, blah, 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 blah.
So that's 5G, that broadband?
Yes. Okay. No. Well, no, broadband's broadband, but 5G is.
Are you going to be controlling my brain?
You're right.
Fuck.
An hour ago, I will be having a White House press conference today at 5:30 p.m. Thank you! Exclamation point. Thank you.
Why is he saying... Never mind. It's just odd.
Then he gave some asshole a book bump. Great new book just out by former director of ICE, Tom Homan. Quote, defend the border and save lives, solving our most important humanitarian and security crisis.
I'm sorry.
Great guy. Get your copy today.
He's a great guy. I'm worried about how I use the word great. 40,000 deaths. Great. The guy that used to run ICE, he writes a book about how he probably has wet dreams about killing brown people. Again, great. That's great, by the way. Great book. I'm not going to read. Are you going to read one sentence of prose from a guy that ran ICE?
Oh, fuck no.
God. Sometimes people write books and I'm like, do you realize there are things that Ernest Hemingway wrote that I haven't read? And I'm going to read some book by fucking Dickhead McGee from ICE. Suck a fucking dick, fascist.
The shit show is going on right now as we speak. I'm seeing tweets about it already.
Perfect.
This one's crazy. This is Steve Mnuchin speaking. And I guess he was asked about, well, how are you guys going to prevent big businesses from taking advantage of these stimulus funds when, you know, it's the small businesses that need them, and all of a sudden these funds go away really quickly.
Right, right.
And people are saying they can't get anything.
Yes.
Here's Steve Mnuchin.
Okay.
Participation in really small business. I will comment, there have been some big businesses that have taken these loans. I was pleased to see that Shake Shack returned the money. We will be putting out some FAQs. There is a certification that people are making.
We're going to put out some FAQs.
Who are these people that are running our government?
We're going to drop some FAQs to keep these big corporations from taking advantage of our money.
Well, why do these wackos all sound the same? Like, Jared sounds like him.
Because they're all...
this gross, non-human fuckheads.
Twat faces,
They're what? What'd you call them?
They're twat faces.
Oh, twat faces. Yeah, they are.
They're privileged assholes and dumb who have, again, failed upwards their entire lives.
Why did Shake Shack, Shake Shack. Why did Shake Shack?
I don't know what's going on
get
there.
The
obviously,
money.
Shake Shack got it in the first place, and there was an uproar over it.
Yeah, they got $10 million.
Oh, I didn't know that story.
They got $10 million, and then everybody's sucking their dick because they gave it back. Well, but why? But my thing is, if there's an approval thing for this loan, why does Shake Shack get $10 million?
What? Right.
Why? I mean, surely. I mean, I don't know. I've never been a loan officer or anything like that. I imagine any entity giving a $10,000 loan. I mean, do you give accidental $10,000 loans if you're a bank? I don't know. Do you?
What is a Shake Shack, by the way?
It's a shack that sells fuck tons of shakes.
American fast casual restaurant chain based in New York City started out as a hot dog cart inside Madison Square Park in 2001.
Shit, man. I mean, God.
Burgers and shakes.
Right.
Hmm.
And they sell a fuck ton, you know, apparently.
Oh, publicly traded. They must be right. Pretty big. $47 a share.
If you're a publicly traded company, can you also be a small business?
I mean, one would think. Well, yeah. Yeah.
How so?
All those micro stocks and stuff like that.
You oh,
can,
okay.
You can buy penny stocks and...
Okay.
In corporations.
Nobody was like, geez, guys, no one in the thing was like, hey, I have a question. I have Shake Shack over here. We're about to cut them a $10 million check. Are we doing that? Is that right? Nobody said that in the meeting.
Somebody's like, I love Shake Shack's hamburgers.
Give them $10 million. Fuck it. They make shakes.
Are you going to request that those other companies, because obviously Shake Shack was not alone in being a big company that got money in this. Are you going to be
asking? I'm going to request.
You're going to ask them to return that money?
Yep. Harvard's going to pay back the money, and they shouldn't be taking it. So Harvard's going to, you have a number of, I'm not going to mention any other names, but when I...
Because I don't know any. Because I can't think
know.
Of anything. I just heard that evil Harvard, where all those liberals come from, like... All of the SCOTUSes.
Yeah.
I have a number of them. I'm not going to make.
I was seeing what are the follow up questions? Like, yeah, I'm going to ask them.
Mention any other names, but when I saw Harvard, they have one of the largest endowments anywhere in the country, maybe in the world, I guess. And they're going to pay back that money.
I just want to clarify because certain people on the PPP may have not been clear in understanding the certification. So we will give people the benefit of the doubt. We're going to put an FAQ out.
We're going to put an FAQ out.
But why is it hard? Right. But if you're
going to put out an FAQ.
If you're applying for a loan and you shouldn't get it, then you generally don't get it, right?
Right.
So it's Harvard's fault that Harvard applied for the loan and then the government gave them the loan? Why did the government give them the loan in the first place?
Right.
They didn't.
For now, we're not going to do that, but I want to just emphasize, we did take this into account. There were a lot of people that wouldn't have access previously, and we changed those regulations.
Saturday, the president talked about a phase four. I know we all understand the circumstances and why businesses need this, but how many more phases can we afford to have, or can businesses expect to have? Do you see a phase five, a phase six, a phase seven? What's your thinking on this?
Well, first of all, I very much appreciate the president's support for phase four. He put out a tweet. As the president said, we would look forward to phase four would be infrastructure. The president's been talking about infrastructure since the campaign. Roads, bridges, broadband, especially broadband now to rural America is very important. We've talked about incentives for restaurants, sports, entertainment, because these businesses have been impacted. The president has talked multiple times about a payroll tax cut. And we've also, we're talking about in the case of states, the states we've heard from the governors and the fiscal issues of the states. I think phase four will most likely be what we'd need. I think based upon what we're seeing and the reopening of the economy and the amount of money we're putting in and working with the Federal Reserve on 13-3, I think you're going to see a lot of liquidity, and we look forward to business rebounding.
So they think it's going to be done after this.
Right. Right.
Good luck with that.
What he said, we look forward to a lot of liquidity.
A lot of cash flying around.
Because of this money. Like,
well, and it's just, it's, yeah.
And why are we giving, you know, I know these.
He says we're opening up May 1st, right?
What is Memorial Day? What is that?
End of May?
End of May. That's a friend of mine who is in on all the local little Pensacola gossip says we're opening up Memorial Day weekend. That's reopening bars and restaurants Memorial Day weekend. Why would you do that?
That's a lot of money.
I mean, but that again, bam, Memorial Day weekend. Everybody run out to the bars.
Oh, the beach.
On the beach. Oh my God, we're all gonna croak. Oh God. I mean, shit, I guess I can go back to stand up then. God.
So there we go.
This, you know, okay.
I mean, I'll keep dropping in as I see tweets.
But God,
shit.
Steve Mnuchin's like, we really appreciate the president's support of this. He tweeted about it.
Great crises.
They have to
suck his dick constantly. But Steve Mnuchin's working for the guy. Why do you have to suck his dick?
You still have to.
Your job is sucking his dick.
That's how you keep your job.
While you're sucking his dick, you have to then suck his dick.
Right.
What an impossible, arrogant little fuck stick.
Lindsay's like, I'm making money on the side, giving lessons on how to do that.
Ted Cruz gives the best hand release.
I sent you a picture for another promo if you're promo light.
Oh yeah. Oh, I have them all for today and some for tomorrow. Oh my God. Oh,
I know.
Why would you send me that? You don't know. I could have been eating something.
Follow us on the Twitter.
Holy shit.
At Crab Diving.
Holy fuck.
I don't know where that's from. Several years
ago.
They're at a game. It's some game.
Look at these two idiots eating hot dogs. It's
Trump and Eric, and they're eating hot dogs.
You don't say Eric. Just say the fucking ugly one. The ugly one with the fucked up face. The barracuda face. Oh my God. You're so fucked up looking, Eric. No offense.
Chris Hayes just retweeted Trump when he said, I've had great ratings my whole life. Blah, blah, blah. These news conference ratings are through the roof. Monday Night Football Bachelor finale. Chris Hayes tweeted, we lost 2,600 of our fellow Americans today.
Right, right. I threw that twat up on our fucking Facebook, too. It's an insane twat. The thing with him wanting to throw money at sports in a stimulus package is like, okay, I get it. All these sports organizations are losing tons of money, right? How are those going to exist in the future? How does a responsible society say, hey guys, in the very near future, we're all going back to Wrigley Field and we're all going to watch the Cubs play. And it's going to be the 1918 Spanish flu all over again, motherfuckers. Right. Yay.
Breaking. The Republican-led Senate Intel Committee concluded that Russia and Putin acted to help Trump win the 2016 election.
Bam!
The Republican-led
Bam!
Senate Intel Committee.
So let's be clear. What that means is that if you suffer from Hillary derangement syndrome, a lot of that is because Vladimir Putin played you like a fucking bitch. Yeah. You are a bitch. You are Putin's little fucking bitch. Know that.
This is John Pat, who says, Pat, last week you were talking about COVID-19. You quoted Chronicles 7:14. How can God heal our land and forgive the sins when abortion and same-sex marriage are laws and many people are anti-Israel? Doesn't this prevent his healing and forgiveness?
What?
That's Terry Musin.
Great read, by the way.
Miss America, right?
Great read.
Last week you were talking about COVID-19. This is a letter sent in by a listener, allegedly. Yeah. Last week you were talking about COVID-19. You quoted Chronicles 7:14. How can God heal our land and forgive the sins when abortion and same-sex marriage are laws and many people are anti-Israel? Doesn't this prevent his healing and forgiveness?
Well, let me tell you something. And everything introduced in that letter is accurate. Abortion is a law. It's a law. You have to have one. What happens is in liberal states.
It's a right.
There's a sniper on a roof and they shoot a bullet right into your uterus and they take out that fetus.
our land and forgive the sins when abortion and same-sex marriage are laws,
yes.
And many people are anti-Israel. Doesn't this prevent his healing and forgiveness?
You know, I think you put your finger on something very important.
Oh, shit.
You know, the Bible says it's turned from their wicked ways. It didn't get forgiven. They will turn from their wicked ways. And part of what we've done is turn. We are not turning. We have done terrible things. We have broken the covenant that God made with the mankind. We have violated his covenant. We have taken the life of the innocent, slaughtered them by the tens of millions, children made in the image of God. And we have abused the poor. I mean, we've allowed this terrible...
Abuse the poor. You're a Republican, Pat.
Yeah, dickhead. You owned a diamond
the
mine.
Poor. Right.
You dug diamonds out of the ground.
Yeah, people's holes were literally violated,
yes,
when they would leave their shift working at your diamond mine.
I want to make a bet with you. What's today? Today is 4/21. I will bet you on 4/21/21, Pat Robertson will be DEAD fucking dead.
You think he's got a year left?
He'll be dead in a year. Will you take that bet? $5.
I'll take that bet.
How old is he?
God, good God, 1,050.
What state does he live in, by the way? Where does he?
Virginia, isn't it?
Ooh, see, that might be good. That might be a good.
He's
bet.
He's 90.
Well, Virginia has Democrats in charge now, correct?
How is his name Pat? Marion Gordon Robertson.
Pat. I don't know.
Is an American media mogul, televangelist, political commentator, former Republican presidential candidate. Came in second in the Iowa caucuses.
Oh, my gosh. Iowa.
Born March 22nd, 1930.
Okay. 1930.
So he's 90. Lives in Lexington, Virginia.
He's 90.
Yes.
Damn. Shit, I mean... Somebody should have got odds on that bet. He's 90, right? I should have given you odds. You should have gotten better odds to say that he'd be alive. You should,
yes,
be getting 2-1, right?
Probably.
Like, I'll win $5, but if he's still alive, you would win 10, right?
I mean, yeah, but I'm pretty confident he'll probably still be around.
He gets good health care.
Yeah.
Will he get a ventilator if he gets the corona?
And he's all, like, been into nutrition and shit.
No, that's true.
For a long time.
He's in good shape. The guy probably does an elliptical.
I mean, who knows? But, you know, he is 90.
And he probably has a fetal smoothie every morning. With bran.
So, do you want to hear the rest of this bullshit?
Oh, fuck yes.
There's only a few seconds left.
Abuse the poor. I mean, we've allowed this terrible plague to spread throughout our society, and it's small wonder God would hold us guilty. But the answer is, you know, you confess your sins and forsake them, then he heals the land. It's not before. You're right. Okay.
It's like, yeah,
God.
So, you know, the gay marriage and the abortion.
Yes. Then he heals the land. Wait a second. I don't understand something. So we get a pandemic, right?
Okay.
It's a sickness. And then God heals the land. Like, is
well,
that
maybe
the people?
That's how he heals the land.
Oh, with the... Is Ghana...
By getting rid of the people, the polluters.
Is God an environmentalist?
Maybe it's Gaia.
Well, God must be an environmentalist because he created the fucking planet, right? I mean, he obviously loves the planet. He created it.
He put
it.
Man over to have dominion over the earth.
Did he really... God was like, okay, I've made chickens, snails, zebras, I don't know, name some other animals, dogs, centipedes, human centipedes, and now to be in charge of all this wildlife, I make man. Man, you're in charge of rhinoceros. Have fun.
Yesterday we talked about Billy Barr, who was going to start
reported
tickling the hole of threatening the states to open up.
Get out
business.
There, get out there and work and die, motherfucker.
Well, today he said it. He could join legal action against states if he deems that the coronavirus-related orders go too far.
God.
He said he's wary of speaking about hypothetical situations, but the Justice Department would have to intervene if governors impinge on civil rights or the economy. Now, you can impinge on women's rights, women's civil rights, and close abortion clinics.
Oh, shit, yes.
You can impinge on people of color's rights,
yes,
for their voting and
absolutely
walking down the street while black.
Well, sure, Pat. Pow, pow, pow. You're
but
dead.
You can't impinge on the civil rights.
Nope. Nope,
of
nope.
The people by shutting down so that we don't all get sick and die.
Especially the people with the white dick. God. It's so... You know, I what I don't understand, there's clearly a disconnect with what I'm seeing, you know, what I saw in Italy, in Europe, in China, in this fucking horrific footage from Iran. It's some horrible shit you saw there. I mean, this is a serious thing. In Florida, the cases are increasing. I just said this earlier. God, we get this.
He
is,
said, well, listen to the way he words this. To the extent that governors don't and impinge on either civil rights or on the national commerce, then
holy
we'll
shit
have to address that. Civil rights or impinge on the national commerce.
Is commerce...
Then we'll have to address that.
Oh, okay. So commerce and trade are endowed with rights, just like I am?
He said stay-at-home orders were necessary, but there are strong measures that have a limited purpose of slowing down the spread. These are unprecedented burdens on civil liberties right now, he says. The idea that you have to stay in your house is disturbingly close to house arrest. I'm not saying it wasn't justified. I'm not saying in some places it might still be justified, but it's very onerous, as is shutting down your livelihood.
Well, the virus is onerous.
Well, right.
The virus is, we don't have a...
And you may be shutting down your live.
Don't want...
Not your livelihood, your life may be shut down.
I mean... We're just going to have a rough time with this because of him, you know, and the people that are going to die are going to be your poor people, your essential workers or whatever. Those people are going to die off. And these fucksticks must know that, right? They must know that.
Groups of right-wing protesters, meanwhile, have stormed state capitals in California, Colorado, Wisconsin, Texas, Michigan in the last week. In defiance of stay-at-home orders, Trump defended them on Sunday, called them very orderly. They're very orderly protests.
No, but
and claimed that some of these governors are going too far.
But they're protesting against Trump's orders, technically, right? I mean, those are Trump's guidelines. Those are CDC guidelines, right? Saying that the stay-at-home shit and the social distancing. Those are all directions from the CDC, which is the Trump administration. But he likes the protesters.
Yeah.
They're protesting his shit.
He said if justice determines the state's gone too far, he said we may try to jawbone governors into rolling them back. If that doesn't work,
what?
Talk them into.
Oh.
But he used the term try to jawbone them.
That is a weird way to put that, Billy. You're a weird fucker. Opus Dei, motherfucker.
He said if that doesn't work, federal prosecutors could get involved with civil lawsuits.
Oh, okay.
At this stage, we're sort of at a sensitive stage where we're really transitioning to starting a process of trying to get the nation back up and running. You know, I think that's the best approach. As lawsuits develop, as specific cases emerge in the states, we'll take a look at them.
So he's basically saying, you know, California, you're on notice. New York is on notice. All these places are on notice that are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But they're going to sue to make sure swing states are probably open, right?
In a press release issued along with his statement of interest in the Mississippi case, this is the law church lawsuit.
Okay.
That wants to stay open.
Right.
He said the U.S. Constitution, quote, does allow some temporary restriction on our liberties that would not be tolerated in normal circumstances. However, the government may not impose special restrictions on religious activity that do not also apply to similar non-religious activity. Well, I agree. No groups should be getting together, including church groups.
Well, yeah, of course.
If that includes church groups, then fine. If they say, well, you know, we're gonna have a bowling tournament, but church ain't gonna run, then I agree. Then the church has a valid lawsuit. I concur.
Yeah.
There should not be special restrictions on religious activity. So he's
tap dancing away on mass gatherings.
He's tap dancing away because these assholes in Mississippi are trying to claim that I don't think other things are allowed either. So they've got no case.
Are we at a point with this virus where let's say there's a mass gathering at a church and a typical church service at a
couple hundred, maybe
couple hundred people. Okay. Are we at a point where we will not see flare ups from that kind of gathering?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Of course we're going to see flare-ups from those kind of gatherings.
None of this makes sense. No one's being logical. The reason, it is onerous. It is a pain in the ass. And, you know, it's fucking up shit. But what choice do we have? We don't have a vaccine. And we don't have testing. So, and we're fucked.
Oh, it is interesting. It says Fox News mentions of hydrochloroquine have significantly dropped off. Now that some of these studies are coming back, that it doesn't do anything. And all of a sudden, Trump has stopped talking about it.
Oh, wow.
You'll notice.
Ooh, that's weird. Didn't we kind of suggest that maybe that was Putin telling him to change subjects or something like that? Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Oh, here we go.
Make all the rest of it over! The Tricom fire attack is over! And Texas! As goes Texas, so goes the nation! And we are leading the way out of this fraud! God bless you! God bless Texas!
Texas is leading the way out of this fraud. Alex Jones leading a crowd of idiots.
Was that Alex Jones?
Yep.
Dude, I thought you were playing tape from some old fucking movie. I could barely understand.
It's Alex Jones on a megaphone.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you that Texas is open in the mighty name of Jesus.
I don't know who this is. He just handed off the
megaphone.
The megaphone
to
somebody else.
They're using the same megaphone, right?
Oh, yeah. He's shaking hands with people.
COVID.
He's running around shaking hands with people.
This is nuts. In Alex Jones, your fucking facial hair, I saw pictures of you at this thing. It's getting weird. It's like, there's something going on, like, where this part of his face is becoming larger and larger and larger. And it's like, the back of his head is disappearing. What's going on?
This on the April 20th, so this is yesterday, on his InfoWars show, The War Room.
Oh, shit.
Owen Schroyer.
Oh, yes.
The latest turd with really crazy facial hair.
Right.
He's emulating Alex with that weird beard thing going on. So Owen Schroyer,
that guy
announced
this
weekend a follow-up rally.
Follow-up racism. That guy's a douche.
In Austin.
He looks like a fucking douche. Fuck you, dude.
An article in InfoWars says, InfoWars is calling for another rally to show the establishment we will continue to exercise our rights until these draconian orders are lifted, and encourages supporters to share details of the event by getting this link out to everyone.
No!
You know.
Wait a second. Wait. There must be someone with some reason and logic here that is not allowing this douche nozzle to have events and gatherings. Fuck that.
Schroyer said that Jones was pleased with the rally and said, double down, quadruple down. Schroyer claimed that people traveled from various parts of the country to attend this first rally.
No.
They hoped they would that would happen again at the follow-up rally.
Yes.
He suggested the rally is a positive alternative to people participating in widespread looting, which isn't happening.
What?
Claiming that Fauci is trying to collapse the economy. And this is what Alex told him. And Alex told said, respond to people who said that you should have, you're helping spread the virus by telling them to kiss my ass.
God.
Tell them to kiss your ass.
And that's supposed to be funny, right? Because that's a way you could spread COVID, I imagine. Damn. We don't. I'm not trying to sound nihilistic, but we're fucked. We're so fucked.
Listen to this.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there you saw the events coming up in California. I'm sure they're going to be well attended. We've also got the You Can't Close America Rally 2 happening this Saturday in Austin, Texas. You know, honestly, I'm so rude. Like, I'm sitting here yelling at the guest, but I know she gets it. There's the website right there at Infowars.com. You Can't Close America Rally 2 announced. Now, you can take that graphic and you can disperse it. But folks, I'm telling you, this is the time where you have to reclaim your identity. This is the time where we have to reclaim our country. This is it. You're going to have to make a sacrifice. Okay. For some, it may be nothing. For some, it may be a sacrifice of just not wearing a mask outside. Others may have to take an arrest or get a fine. But this is the battle. I mean, if you don't make a sacrifice, you have nothing. If you're not willing to sacrifice anything, you're going to have nothing.
These people are crazy.
This makes no sense. See, now we have it. This is your MAGA death cult. This is exactly what this is. This doesn't make any sense. Just go make a sacrifice?
Right. Some of you might have to go out without a mask. So take some COVID for the team.
You know, this is so... God, this is so fucked up. So people that don't really have to be out are going to go out to these rallies to protest, I don't know, the virus, freedom, whatever the fuck. And man, that's stupid as shit. But if you're an essential worker and you work at a grocery store or, I don't know, don't you hate these people that are voluntarily going out in these mass gatherings? Don't you resent shit out of these motherfuckers? If people are coming all over to Austin for one of these rallies and then dispersing, we're getting fucked.
Breaking news, the Senate has approved a measure that would revive a program geared to keep small businesses from shuttering.
Yay.
And their employees from going on unemployment.
Yes.
The nearly $500 billion measure, which was approved through voice vote, would provide more funds for the Paycheck Protection Program, which was halted last week after it ran out of money.
Yeah.
Now $484 billion will be injected into the program, providing loans to small businesses.
Right.
Of that, $60 billion will be set aside for community-based lenders, smaller banks, and credit unions to assist smaller businesses that don't have established relationships with big banks. That's what... The Democrats had to fight for that shit.
Yeah. Then also it's weird too because, you know, I think they wanted you to have a certain kind of checking account with the bank. They wanted you to have a business account, some bullshit like that.
And the Democrats also got $75 billion to help overwhelmed hospitals and $25 billion for a new testing program. Two provisions Democrats pushed for in negotiations. So this is going to get signed. And so now some money's finally going to go out for testing, maybe. And Trump's going to be like, look at all the testing I got you. When the Democrats had to literally say for a few days, we're not signing this bill. We're not going to vote for this if you don't include this shit in there.
So, okay. So we have all this testing, right? And then we get the results from this testing. Do you think there's going to be a fuck ton of COVID cases that we didn't know about?
Well, maybe, yeah. And maybe the death rate will be ultimately much lower percentage-wise, not numbers-wise.
And we're still going to reopen?
But Well, yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll use those numbers to try
to reopen,
help reopen. Yeah.
God, what a horrible.
If it turns out
idea.
that a lot more people have gotten it and not known it, then they're going to say, "Why are we doing this? Why are we closing the country down?"
You know, it's this is the cost of living in a red state, right?
Sure.
Vote blue all you want. Doesn't do shit to that fucking virus.
So join us on Faithless Friday also, everybody.
Yes. We'll
talk a little more Jesus-y, but...
Wait, vote blue. I wasn't saying not vote blue. That sounded weird. Please vote fucking blue.
Absolutely vote blue.
For fuck's sake. I mean, God. Fucking idiots that didn't vote for Hillary. You should be ashamed of yourselves, you fuckheads. The fuck were you thinking? What the fuck were they thinking?
Trump last night.
Ooh.
Where did he say that about the immigration?
What does he do at night when he waddles up to the apartment or wherever he stays in the White House? What does he do? Is he programming his TiVo to catch all his favorite programs?
He's not programming shit. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Too busy raping.
I don't know. I guess he's trying to. I guess he can suspend immigration temporarily.
Shit.
Last night, he tweeted this last night. In light of the attack from the invisible enemy,
yeah,
as well as the need to protect jobs of our great, all caps, American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States.
How does that help us fight COVID?
Well, all I know is one of Jared's ventilators.
Right.
Is being used by Stephen Miller.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who has now lost so much semen.
Oh, yeah.
Since Trump announced this, that he's on ventilator.
We're going to need a semen infusion. A semen surge for Stephen Miller. Why does he lose so much semen? Is it he hangs upside down?
Well, no, Trump announced a ban on immigration.
Yeah. Squirt.
Kidding me?
I'm woozy. I'm dizzy. I'm having a seizure.
So it says, this is from the Washington Post.
Ooh.
Trump said that he will halt immigration for 60 days.
Wow.
A freeze that will block green card recipients from moving to the country, but allow temporary workers to arrive.
Yeah, because they're expanding the migrant worker thing.
Oh, yeah. So figure that out.
Visa,
yeah.
H1. What is the visa thing called? They're making it so if a farmer wants to hire a migrant worker, you can pay them less. They made a provision for you to pay them less. That's how they're helping out the agriculture industry.
He said Americans want to have access to work as millions of people are losing. I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration by pausing. We'll help put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs. It would be wrong to be replacing them with new immigrant labor flown in from abroad.
So wait a second. Are they closing the borders because of COVID or what you just said?
COVID. He said the executive order was still being written. This is just now during his stupid press conference.
He's not writing it?
Oh, Stephen Miller, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Again, he barely. I mean, it's taking
hand,
a long
yeah,
time.
Wow, what's the sticky stuff all over this draft?
I'm out of semen. Fresh out.
It's being written now. We'll most likely sign it tomorrow, he said.
Yeah.
After 60 days, they'll evaluate modification based on economic conditions in the country. I'm sure he's never going to say the economic conditions are good.
So the border's just going to be closed,
He's wanted to close immigration totally since he started.
Can I ask a dumb fucking question?
Except for white people from Europe.
So at our southern border, what is going to happen with a coronavirus outbreak? I mean, are people literally waiting to get in?
They have been.
So, isn't that close contact? I mean, am I...
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if those people were brought in through our immigration system, embedded like they normally are, and then allowed to immigrate into this country rather than hanging out at the border?
I mean, this plays right into his sweet spot. He wants to protect the country from the threat of foreigners bringing the virus and to stem the economic crash that the pandemic has triggered, neither of which will probably be affected that greatly by this ridiculous move.
Yeah, because if it were, then this wouldn't be the first time we'd be hearing of it, right?
Right.
If this was the silver bullet, then someone would have mentioned closing the borders, like Fauci, maybe.
It said the policy is presented as a way to protect the U.S. from foreign instances of the virus, but it's already well established across the country. Other countries should be blocking us.
Yeah. So wait. 60 days from now, they will reevaluate whether or not they want the border open.
Right. And
it's never open.
Have any, of course.
That's it.
Right.
The border will not be opened until there's another president.
You notice he said, we'll look at the economy. We'll look at the economy and see how it is. So it's never going to be good enough for him.
No.
There's too many unemployed people. We can't reopen yet.
You're sure if he loses this election, he's going to leave, right?
Sure.
Oof.
The military is not going to back him.
Yeah.
And that's the only way he stays.
Right.
The immigrants from countries such as England, Ireland, Mexico, South Korea, and Canada... Deluge lawyers with panicked emails today worrying that Trump's tweet will upend their jobs, college studies, or efforts to bring loved ones to the United States. Some have paid tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees to secure legal papers, waited years for approvals.
And what is this? See, this reminds me. Do you remember who was he took a call from Taiwan, right? From the prime minister of Taiwan. And because of that, he violated the One China policy. Do you remember that?
He said something. Yeah, I don't remember.
He took their call. And that little thing he did without talking to the State Department first really fucked things up. And now he does these little tweets all the time. Does he think that he tweets has no effect?
He's
not worried about the havoc it can cause. Nope. He's the president.
Yep.
It doesn't bother him that a couple of years ago, some fucking general had to call another general and say, hey, are we at war with North Korea? I'm looking at the president's fucking Twitter feed. Does that not bother our president?
No. Nope.
God, he's not going to wake up. He's not going to wake up after being visited by three ghosts. He's going to be like, oh, my God, universal health care. Immigration reform. We're going to raise the minimum wage. That's not going to happen.
William Kerr, Harvard Business School professor whose research focuses on how high-skilled immigrant labor has reshaped the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
Said closing off the pipeline for foreign talent will create barriers to economic success.
And it's xenophobic.
Right.
It makes no sense. And what about the people that are refugees? What about people that need asylum? I mean, I know we've been down this road already. He doesn't give a fuck.
To think shutting down all immigration into the country is the right strategy is quite foolish, he said. It's not one that is economically sound. Certainly it is not motivated by containing the crisis itself. It's more of an effort to cast suspicion and blame toward immigrant groups.
Yeah.
Golly gee willikers, you think so?
I mean, at some point, it's like, we sound like a failed state. You know, we quack like a failed state duck.
Yeah. We'll find out what happens in November if we're a failed state.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I mean, if you think these Vichy Republicans, are going to actually stand up to Trump if he decides he's going to suspend the Constitution and stay president.
Yeah,
you think that's going to happen?
You know what, man?
You think Tom Cotton is going to say, yeah, no, we can't do that. That's unconstitutional.
Fuck no. And what I'm worried about is Trump is going to challenge the results of the election. He's going to say there's fraud. And so what we're hoping is that someone in his party will stand up and do the right thing and say, you know what, Donald, this is too far. Who's that going to be? Mitt?
Well, no, good luck. Mitt does that now, sort of.
Just a reality check. Here's where we're at. We're inside. We're all sheltering in place because there's no vaccine for a motherfucking virus that's killed 40,000 Americans so far. We have no testing. We have no virus. And the Republicans want us to go back out in it. That's crazy.
'Cause money.
That's crazy.
So there you go. Trump does have the authority, probably
authority.
Although I'm sure there will be lawsuits instantly slapped on this bullshit once he signs it tomorrow. I wonder if he's going to have a big fancy signing.
Yeah. Oh yes. What'll happen is he'll waddle out to the, in the Oval Office. He'll sit at the Resolute desk. He'll stand there for a second. He'll say some bullshit and then he'll leave. And Mike Pence will have to, you know, to poke him and be like, hey, you forgot to sign the thing, you dickhead. And he'll come back in and he'll sign it. And he'll probably rape somebody.
Here's a lie. I know you'll find this hard to believe that the president lied.
Ooh.
During his press conference today.
Yes.
Or false. The director of the CDC said the protests against stay-at-home orders are not helpful. You've encouraged some of these protests. What are your thoughts on the CDC director saying that these protests are not helpful?
So his own director of the CDC says these aren't helpful. You're spreading the virus.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's everybody knows that.
Some of these protests. What are your thoughts on the CDC director saying that these protests are not helpful?
Well, people, look, it's not a question of helpful or not. People want to get back to work. And I've watched some of the protests, not in great detail, but I've seen that, and they're separated. There's a lot of space in between. I mean, they're watching, believe it or not. They're doing social distancing, if you can believe.
He's lying. The most famous picture from the past couple of days is the sea of angry white faces all pressed together from outside the Capitol building taken through the glass doors.
Gives me the fucking willies. That looks like the end of the fucking world. That picture does.
All wearing MAGA hats. And
hey, and maggots. And you stupid fucking maggots going to these protests. He doesn't even care.
Yeah.
They're going out there in the name of their cult daddy. In the name of Donald Trump, and he hasn't even checked your shit out on the news.
So he said, if you can believe it, they're social distancing. They're not. They're just not.
They're not.
Doing social distancing, if you can believe it. And they are. And they're protesting, but the groups I've seen have been very much spread out. So I think that's good. Look, people, they want to get back to work. They got to make a living. They have to take care of their family. They don't want to do this. It's you know, unfortunate, maybe one way or the other. Both are unfortunate. Dude, but you have
A lot. A few people are gonna die, but we gotta get money going because my billionaire friends got, you know.
What do people? What is the point of being in this country? You work your ass off, you pay taxes, you do all this other bullshit, and then something like a pandemic happens, and you need your government to take care of you because, you know. It is our government. I mean, we paid into it. We built it, right? It's their job to protect us from shit like this. So why aren't they? Get us to $2,000 a month. Figure something out. Go out there and die. That's their plan.
And here's reporter John Carl asks, how do you protect the people of South Carolina?
Yeah.
For example, from potentially bad decisions by a governor in Georgia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is it. When you're like, let the states decide. How do you do that?
You can't. It's the same thing. You know, people see these fucking protesters out there and they're like, Darwin. I'm like, no, it's not Darwin.
No.
Because that fucker is going to catch that shit and spread it around.
Right. Right.
And, you know, they're going to kill somebody that had nothing to do with the protest.
President, what do you say to the concerns? Like, Georgia is opening up barber shops and bowling alleys and the like. And you saw Lindsey Graham is saying he's concerned that Georgia may be going too far too fast and it could affect people in South Carolina. Obviously, people travel back and forth between states. How do you protect the people?
Even Lindsey Graham is saying, wait a second, the state next to mine
Lindsey
is being stupid.
Graham is barely coming out as anti-COVID.
Too far, too fast, and it could affect people in South Carolina. Obviously, people travel back and forth between states. How do you protect the people of South Carolina, for example, from a potentially bad decision by a governor in Georgia?
So he's a very capable man. He knows what he's doing. He's done a very good job as governor, Georgia, and by the way, and South Carolina.
Name him. I defy you.
Wait.
Right now.
No.
I defy Donald Trump, to name the governor. Governor of Georgia.
Kemp, he knows it. I guarantee you he knows it. This guy sucks his dick.
He's governor, Georgia, and by the way, and South Carolina. Governor McMaster also. So you have two very capable people. We're going to find out. And in fact, I'm scheduled to speak to the governor of Georgia in a little while. But we'll find out.
Graham's concern that what happens in Georgia can affect
everybody.
South Carolina.
I have a concern about what happens everywhere. I mean, we've got those concerns. And as far as coming back, if they do come back, and they could come back together with heavy on the flu and much lighter on, because I really believe we'll be able to put out the fires. You know, it's like fires. And we've learned a lot. You know, we've become.
What is he saying? What? And we put out the fires, and I really think we've learned a lot, you know. And I think it's going to come with the flu, and I don't know, maybe, you know.
What is he talking about, the flu?
I think he's thinking it's going to be seasonal.
Is that his
whole plan?
It's going
to go and come back.
Do we have any, is it?
We don't know.
Do you think it is?
We had more cases in Florida yesterday.
It's spring.
Right?
Yeah. It's not still early yet. I mean, so April. It's not, it's got to be 80 degrees to kill it. That's what I read.
I don't know.
Heavy on the flu and much lighter on, because I really believe we'll be able to put out the fires. You know, it's like fires. And we've learned a lot. Fires. You know, we've become very good at this. When you look at what's happening, when you look at the numbers coming down, a lot of states are in really great shape. You're going to see a lot of openings. But I'll be speaking to the governor of Georgia in a little while.
Yeah. Mr. President, for the American.
Whose name I can't remember.
Hey, real quick. I don't know about, I was just saying, I saw somewhere that this thing dies in 80 degrees. I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. Please, I don't want to give out any misinformation. People think, oh, it's 80 degrees outside. I can go lick shit. No, you can't. Right?
Hair salons, nail salons, tattoo parlors. Dr. Burks, can you weigh in on this? Because the people of Atlanta want to hear from you as well, as much as they want to hear from their governor and from you.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
How do you safely have hair salons and nail salons and tattoo parlors where people
is
in Georgia, where people have to inherently be close together?
I think what I've been trying to communicate over the last several days is it's really important that the governors and mayors communicate critical information to their communities and show very clearly the data. Remember, we wanted this data and evidence-based, the data that they utilize to make decisions and the data that the mayor should use in each of the communities, because it will have to be on a community-by-community opening, because there are different communities in different places, even in Georgia. And so I believe people in Atlanta would understand that if their cases are not going down, that they need to continue to do everything that we said, social distancing, washing your hands.
But they're not. The governor is opening everything up and saying, now they're saying, well, trust the people.
Shame on this doctor. She needs to say, just be honest. There is
How dare you? She helped Reagan with the AIDS epidemic.
God. I'm sorry. I'm not a COVID expert. But there's really no... The responsible way to cut someone's hair during this is to not fucking do it. It's to not do their nails. I'm sorry. You gotta walk around without a haircut. Or get somebody to do it.
I need a haircut.
I got you. Give me those clippers.
I don't need a haircut. Hats.
I can do it, man. Nah,
that's. I know you could.
I watched a lady cut my hair.
Podium back on March 9th, Vice President Pence said that over 1 million tests had been distributed. And then he said, and this is an exact quote, Before the end of this week, another 4 million tests will be distributed. As you know now, 6 weeks later, we still aren't at 4 million tests.
I don't know what to say.
With the testing.
Ready?
I don't know what he said. I don't know what you're talking about.
What did he say? I don't know what he said.
What
his statement was.
God, dude. Speak up!
6 weeks later, we still aren't at 4 million tests.
I don't know what to say.
With the testing.
Ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Again, I'll say it for the fifth time. We have tested more than any country in the world, and some of the countries are very good. Okay, more than any country in the world, we have one of the most successful, if you call mortality rates, because what? One person, and I always say that for you in particular, one person is too many. But we've done.
I always say that for you in particular.
Obviously, I don't know who asked the question, but it must be somebody from a newspaper that criticizes his response and his lack of empathy. So he's like, I always say, especially for you, one person's too many, okay? One person's too many, blah, blah, blah.
You know what pisses me off, dude? A lot of these people that voted for Donald Trump don't sit here and read the news like this, and they do not listen to what he's saying every day, and so they don't know how fucking crazy he is. And to them, I will say, go fuck yourself. Fuck you. God. How is this guy president?
Done very well, our testing. If you add them all up, we've tested more. Now, I don't know what Mike Pence said, but I'm sure he could answer that question.
He's at 4 million tests, and we're 6 weeks later.
You ready? Again, we've tested more than...
It's a lie. That's a lie. We have not tested more than any other country.
What does he want?
It's a lie.
40,000 people in our country have fucking died from this. Why? Is he upset, the press, that they're pushing him for answers? He's not being honest. And how many people are gonna die from this? And what happened is being lied about. And the story is bullshit. And he's trying to change the narrative. So fucked up. What's 90?
Jeez, look at the time. It's getting there.
What's 90% of 40,000? Right? Because we saw something that said
36,000.
The way he bungled. Fucked it up.
Yeah.
He accounts for a 90% increase in deaths, right? Because of the Trump administration's mishandling of this.
Yeah, I mean, possibly.
I don't know what 90% of 45,000 is, but it's a fuck ton.
Of 45,000? 4,100?
How many? Yeah, 90% like of that? The deaths. Oh, good math. God damn. God. He sounds so stupid.
4,150 minus, it's 41.5.
It's a lot of dead people, and he's not taking it seriously. There's no seriousness. He all he cares about is being spiteful.
Do we have time for this one? Fox and Friends, when they learned of the president's plan to stop immigration.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Steve Ducey.
Yes.
Oh, look at him. He's got books behind him.
Oh, shit. I get it.
They're in three separate places. Ainsley.
I gotta see this shit.
Ainsley looks like she's on a set. She's got a green screen, and so does Kilmeade. But Ducey's just got like a bunch of bookshelves behind
him. Ducey, you're a fucking loser, dude.
Teams at Griff Jenkins is live in Washington as President Trump plans to temporarily suspend all immigration to fight the coronavirus. Griff, this caught a lot of people by surprise. Where do we go from here?
Who's laughing?
The guy that they're interviewing.
Ha ha ha. Why is Steve Ducey sitting in front of encyclopedias? No one uses those.
Well, certainly not Republicans.
Yeah, that's true. What do you mean? Encyclopedia.
So then they played a bunch of reactions of Democrats and Republicans talking about whether this is good or not to close these borders. And then Ainsley Earhart.
Brian, Ainsley, Steve.
All right. Thank you so much, Griff. Yeah, when we heard this news yesterday, Brian, you brought up a good point at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. You were talking about the farmers and farmers here. Many of them are here on work visas. Many families here, including mine, we have au pairs and we rely on them. I go to work at 3 o'clock.
many of us have Mexican au pairs, you know.
We have au pairs. Many of us have au pairs. Many of us with our own television shows.
Au pairs.
Have au pairs. Many of us have television shows. And many of us have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to say fascist shit.
Here, including mine, we have au pairs and we rely on them. I go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I need her there and I need her in my house so that she can help me with my daughter. So many families rely on childcare from other countries.
Why though? But why? Why don't you hire some American person?
Well, right.
Why don't you do that?
Why don't you pay everybody better?
Oh, wait.
There's a novel thought.
How much money does she make? How much money does she make?
Ainsley? I don't know. Probably in the millions.
God damn.
I would guess.
She can afford to pay someone full time. I mean, you know. I'm guessing. We all have our... What about our au pairs?
God
damn, who are these people that they find for Fox News? Really? God.
Her annual salary is stated to be $400,000 only.
Okay. Well, geez. Only. God. Yeah, you sit there and now you're home. Nice background though. I mean, you know, Deucey really shat the bed on the background. I've been noticing backgrounds lately, and Deucey's is bad.
They're all lit pretty well. I don't know where the three of them, if they're in their homes or
whatever.
Well,
they're au pair.
They're
au pair. Her au pair lit her, probably. You mean your au pair helps you raise your child? Let me say, you maybe.
Consuela's standing there with a bounce card to help.
Consuela,
because the gaffer didn't show up today.
Yeah, and I imagine you are helping Consuela raise your fucking child.
You know, some of us
name your child.
These au pairs come here on work visas, and they have to go back to their country to get the visas renewed. And we've been talking in my house about how that's going to happen.
We're gonna lock her in the basement. Yeah, how are we gonna do that,
Mr. President? My au pair can't come back.
Bullshit. Trump already heard this, and he already probably twatted out. Hey,
make sure that Ainsley's au pair can come back in.
Tell Ainsley we're not going to send ICE after her fucking au pair. Relax.
Holy shit. We got to get
amazing.
Out of here.
That is amazing. What a bunch of fucks.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Same time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And then we'll be out on all your favorite podcasting apps, etc. Thanks for joining us on social media, and thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yes. Ryan's doing some shit on social media. Find out what. Follow him on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Hello, great evening.
Is a Hillary butt plug.
Well, have a great evening, everyone. On that note, Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug. Have a great evening.
Everybody's a butt plug.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.